Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity. This is your girl, Tay, ready to help you get your week started with some positive vibes and good energy. If you all don't know, the main focus of this podcast is for me to try my best to share and spread positivity to people who may not have anyone in their life that can help them see the good in bad situations. We live in a time where it seems like everyone is always so ready to share negative things, but we hardly ever see or hear about all the good. Look at the news, for example. The word itself actually stands for notable events, weather, and sports. Now, I mostly watch the news for the weather and to get sports updates that I may have missed the day before or throughout the day. But I also watch it so that I can know what's going on around me and in the world. And of course, since it's on the TV, I'm hearing about everything that they're reporting. And if I can be honest with you all, to me, the news tends to get depressing. Why is it that we very rarely hear of anything good happening around us? It's like every once in a blue moon, they'll share a story about something positive that's going on in the community or neighboring communities around us. But then everything negative that happens throughout the night tends to take precedence. And it's not like once they report what's going on, that's the end of it. They report the same stories every hour for like 4 to 5 hours a day. And that's just the morning part. So when it comes to the podcast, I want there to be some sort of space that will focus on good. Even though sometimes I feel like we have to try to talk about the bad, because how else are we going to learn to find the good in it? I know that negativities and bad things are always going on around us, but somewhere in the midst of the craziness and chaos, there is calm. We just have to know where to look for it, how to find it, and how to hold on to it when we do find it. As much as I would love to only talk about positive things, in my opinion, doing that doesn't help people that have been going through things that they want to learn how to heal from. In order to heal from things in our past that may be affecting us in our adult lives, we have to talk about it. Some people may be lucky enough to have someone in their lives that they can go to in confidence to vent or for some judgment-free advice. Others may see a therapist. But then there are some people who may either have no one to go to, or they just might feel like they have no one that they can talk to, so they keep everything bottled up and keep everything to themselves. For years, I was one of those people that kept a lot of things to myself because I felt like I didn't have anyone to go to. It took me until recently to realize how keeping things that happened to me when I was a kid were affecting me in my adult life. Y'all know I always got a little backstory on how I ended up coming up with topics that I discussed for the podcast. So here it is. I was sitting in my car one day after work waiting for Shamir to get off work, and I ended up on Facebook as usual, scrolling through some reels when I came across a video of Fantasia and Danielle Brooks. Fantasia was talking about being tested and how God tested Abraham when he told him to sacrifice his son, and then she talked about the many times that God also tested Job. She also mentioned how she had lost everything in her life twice, how she had nothing, but the one thing she never lost was her faith in God. Then I looked at the caption for the video and it read, "Without a test, there's no testimony." When she said that, and I got to thinking, I knew I had to touch base on this in an episode of the podcast in some way or another. I told you all how I was getting ready to start season two, and when I was, I put a sticky note on my desktop and started jotting down different topics that I wanted to touch base on this season. As I was preparing for this episode, I took a look at some of the topics I jotted down, like forgiveness and maneuvering through trials and tribulations, and my letter to little me, just to name a few. Then a few days later, while I was at work, I was on the phone with Shamira. I had just got finished recording one of the episodes and decided that I wanted to get up and stretch my legs for a few minutes. So I took a step outside and walked around near my post so I could get some fresh air. And I started thinking about the letter to little me topic. And I asked her, knowing everything that you know and having experienced everything that she's experienced, what is something that she would tell her younger self? After I asked her the question, I went on Facebook and I posted the same question as a status to see what other people would say. One person said that they would tell themselves that it was okay to date outside of their race and that they would always run towards love and never away from it. Another person told me that they would tell themselves it's okay to move out of state and away from toxic family members. Someone else said that they would tell their younger self to not let everyone run over them and to speak up for themselves. Others said that they would be more focused and patient, and that they would have focused more on furthering their education sooner as opposed to focusing on making money in the moment. And then someone else said that they would tell their younger self to be more mindful of the people that they had around them. Now, when I asked Shamira, she said that she didn't know what she would say to her younger self, but then she asked me what I would say. Of course, in that moment, I answered the question with a short, sweet, to the point answer. Before the podcast, I wanted to dive deeper. I want to allow myself to feel vulnerable and feel the feelings that I remember feeling when I was a kid. Now, in my living room at home, I have a picture of me as a baby, maybe somewhere between a couple, 6 months to a year. And then there was a picture of me when I was in kindergarten hanging up. I sat in the living room and I looked at both those pictures separately and decided that I'd write a letter to little me that I wanted to share with you all on the podcast. When I looked at the baby picture, I wrote, "Dear beautiful baby girl, when I look at you, I see all the possibilities of what you can be. The happiness in your eyes and the smile on your face. With your whole life ahead of you, I just want to tell you, never lose the happiness that I see in your eyes. I know you have the slightest clue of what I'm saying to you, but know that I love you. Know that you are beautiful from the top of your head to the bottom of your tiny feet. Keep smiling and laughing and loving your life just as much as I love you. Love older me." Then, when I looked at the picture of kindergarten me, sadly enough, tears filled my eyes as I started to write. My sweet little me, looking into your eyes, I can see the pain that no one else sees. I can see the hurt that you feel from other kids telling you that you weren't the beautiful little girl that you are. Your beautiful chocolate skin doesn't make you ugly. In fact, it makes you the complete opposite. That gorgeous smile of yours seems to be fading, as if you feel like you don't have a reason to smile bright anymore. I can see the sadness in your eyes, but I want you to know it's okay. It's okay for you to cry. It's okay for you to let someone know that you are hurting. You don't have to keep it to yourself. What's wrong with you is not your fault, and you shouldn't feel like it is. I know you wanted to say no, and it's okay. You can. Don't let anyone make you feel scared to speak your truth and to stand up for yourself. I love you so much. Even though you feel like you don't have anyone that loves you enough to see what you're silently going through, I love you. I see it. I wish I could take away all the sadness you feel and show you how beautiful and sweet and loved you are. Mommy and Daddy love you too. Just because they can't hear your silent cries or help doesn't mean that they don't love you. I wish you felt safe enough to go to them with all the things that's bothering you. Because you're too young to keep so much to yourself. I wish that I could have been there to stand up and fight for you. To fight those bullies that would make you cry on the playgrounds at school. To let you know that they were just jealous because you were prettier and smarter than them. That's why they picked on you, so that they can feel better about themselves. I wish I could have been there with you during those times when people would make you feel that you couldn't say no. When they would make you do things that you didn't want to do. I wish I could have kept you safe so that you were never in a position or place where saying no should have been enough. My sweet little one. It took a while for me to wrap my head around the fact that the things that I thought when I was a kid were punishments for me were in all actuality going to be my testimonies. As a kid, there were things that I dealt with that I felt like I couldn't talk to anyone about. And as I grew up, I realized how a lot of those things that happened to me as a kid would affect how I dealt with things as an adult. Some people are able to brush things off and not let them affect them, but I'm far from that type of person. I come to realize that no matter how positive a person can be or try to be, if we don't allow ourselves to heal, or at least try to come to some sort of terms with things from our past that have happened to us, we will continue to carry around baggage unknowingly, allowing it to affect our lives. But when we allow ourselves to heal, that healing part is our test. But baby, when we go through that healing process and make it out on the other side, the testimony we'll have to tell, let me tell you, the praise that you will have, nobody will be able to take away from you. The fact that you don't look like what you've been through, the fact that in spite of everything you've been through, you've made it. You're here. There were other people who've gone through things that didn't make it, that didn't survive. They're not here anymore to tell their story, but you are. And there's people that are coming up behind you that may be going through something similar or be going through their own trials and tribulations. And if you're able to tell your testimony, that gives them hope that they can come out on the other side as well. If anyone out there feels like they don't have anyone or anywhere that they can go to vent or get something off their mind with no judgment, not even wanting a response from anyone, or if they would like advice or to talk to someone about a situation that they're going through or something that they've gone through, my email is open. TayTalksPositivity@gmail.com. That's TayTalksPositivity@gmail.com. I wanted this episode to focus more on healing than anything. And sometimes we have to fight through those difficult times in order to get towards that area where we'll be able to see the positive in situations and find the silver lining in situations. In my case, yeah, I went through some things as a kid, and as I grew up, some of those things affected me to the point where I was drinking or doing things that I know I shouldn't have been doing. But look at me now. I'm still here. I survived to the point where I'm using what I've gone through and sharing it with people, shining a light on situations that the community that I'm from doesn't shine light on, so that people know that there's a possibility of healing. There's a chance at turning all that negative into something positive for ourselves and for other people. Now, y'all know how it goes. Please tell a friend to tell a friend to tune into the podcast. And if there's someone or something negative in your life that's trying to bring you down, try your best to let that aura of positivity around you shine bright. Ask God to be that beacon of light in your life so that when others see you, they'll see Him shining through you. Until next time. This is your girl, Tay.